Hello everyone, hello Marcel, welcome. Welcome to Dynamisk Dialog, yet another episode, and today we are so privileged to have a very special guest from Germany, Marcel Waldthausen, whom I had the pleasure to meet in a seminar in Finland last year. And as I've already said before, I was very thought-provoked in a good way by your lectures. So I immediately thought that this has to continue in the conversation, in a broader conversation. So yeah, great to have you here, and great to have everyone who's here online, and also welcome to the people listening later on. So, Marcel, we were just talking about that it's the equinox coming up tomorrow, but there's also new moon today. And yeah, so in many cultures, new moon is considered this like empty space, kind of, or like a zero point where it's often called the dark moon as well, right? Yeah, I just found it interesting that it's new moon, and the topic of today is also kind of like a that we are, I mean, at least it's one way to put it, we are in a zero point when it comes to where we place ourselves in within the biodynamic tradition, and also the anthroposophical tradition, of course. So I'm really looking forward for us to explore more into this. But first, yeah, let me introduce you properly. You are a Demeter consultant in Demeter in the West in Germany, and you're also coming from agricultural and technical practice. And you have been involved very intensively with Steiner's agricultural course in the recent years. And you also travel right around and give lectures about the agricultural course. So yeah, without further ado, let's jump into the topics. So the title of this podcast was Where Are We Coming From? And where are we finding ourselves in the moment? And also where do we see when we look at the future of biodynamics? So I don't know, where do you want to start with the first part of the question?
I guess we make sense first to start with the presence. Well, how can we explain why we are feeling like that in this moment? What is happening? And then we can look backwards to understand why all this is happening the way it's happening. And then maybe we can look at the future in a way. Yeah, because we are living in very special times. It doesn't matter if you are 20 years old or 30 years or 60 or whatever. You can perceive that there's something changing and something very, yeah, like a big change. And if you look 100 years backwards, the people may have the same or had the same feelings. Different, but in a way the same. When we look, I can talk about the German situation, so that's important in the way to understand how anthroposophy is looking in these times and the things that are happening in history, you know. And 100 years before, or when we talk, you know, we changed from 19 whatever, the 20th century, into 2000s whatever, the 21st century. So for us, it was a big change. You know, you remember, oh, will all the computers broke and you know, all these things. And 100 years before, the people maybe have the same feelings. Something great is changing and happening. So, and then we had like the First World War, and the First World War was so important historically because after the war, the entire kingdoms of Europe went down. So there were no more monarchies ruling. And before it was for centuries, they were like the emperors and the kings and the counts and whatever, ruling everything. And from that point on, everything changed because the people were experiencing a great change. All the social situations were not longer like stable. And then they suffered inflation. The money was broke down, if you will. The security was under threat because we had like a democracy in Germany, Weimar Republic, and the far right and the far left, the political forces were like battling against these. And we had the Spanish flu. And the Spanish flu ended in 1920. 50 million people died. So all of that was like a mixture that was very, very difficult for the people at that time, you know. And I don't know, 10 years before, when we talk about, yeah, 1920 or whatever, 1917 or whatever, it was like, oh yeah, maybe it was difficult, huh? And today we can really feel exactly what this must have been, the feelings of that time. It's the same for us, you know, after Corona, after all the, we never thought that we would have a war like that again in Europe, and we have it now. We have never thought that in Germany, you know, we have never thought that we will have a party of the far right in our parliament. It was like impossible to imagine that. Was impossible. And now it's about they are about 25 or 30% in some regions, you know. It's a very strong force, political. So now we can really feel that today. We can really experience these feelings. And at the same time, from 1900, Rudolf Steiner started to develop anthroposophy. It was a very small movement at the beginning, and after some years, there were thousands of members and so on. And everything that we know today as Waldorf schools, Christian community, agriculture, and everything like that, it was founded in the 20s or near to the 20s. So everything now is about 20 years ago, 100 years ago. So, and this is what is happening now. All the anthroposophical impulse as a whole has become 100 years old. So it started 1900 and it ended in 1925 with the death of Rudolf Steiner. So now this cycle is concluded with 30 March 2025. The cycle is concluded. It started 2000, and it ended in 25. So, and when we look 100 years before, the people that they heard the lectures and they didn't understand everything, not at all. But they started. They were so touched and by hearing Rudolf Steiner in person or something that they had the force to really start without knowing that this is working. You know, the agriculture pioneers, they didn't know if the preparations and all that was really working, but they started. And then you have 100 years of developing it, and of course they committed errors, and not everything what they did was in the right way. It's normal. We are all humans. But what was the difference, or is the difference for us today, is that they were carried by the force of this impulse. It was like a wave, and they were like surfers, you know? And the wave was carrying them, and the money, and the persons, and the stuff was coming, and the situations. And today we see that this impulse has become weak. No? And Steiner is saying that. He's saying when it becomes 100 years old, the force of this original impulse will become weak, and we have to re-impulse this impulse to carry on and to have it in a modern way, if you will. And if we do not re-impulse that impulse, this impulse needs to leave. It can't stay. So it's important that we enter again. And this is what we are experiencing now, that we can feel everything is the worst, or it's very bad in a way in the world. And we don't have these carrying forces at the moment. You know, we are without that. They are
You
like
mean in
rudiments.
general, or within biodynamics or anthroposophy, or in
Yeah,
general in the
in
whole world?
anthroposophy. Yeah, in all the movement, you can experience that. You can ask the Waldorf teachers. You can ask the gardeners, the agriculture, the farmers, the priests. If I look at the Christian community where I was raised, you know, I entered there in the mid-90s. And when we did like a small journey to a nice place somewhere, we need two buses to carry all the people. And today, two cars maybe. That's the reality, you know. Yeah.
Okay, so you're proposing that we need to re-impulse the impulse.
Yeah. Exactly.
How?
That's the interesting question. How? Yeah, I can talk for myself, you know, because I can't say how we should do it. I can say how I try to do it. Okay. I remember when I was at school and I was asking myself, what a kind of work should I do after school? The question was not how to gain the money and stuff. The question was more like, what's my task in the world?
Yeah,
You know?
I relate.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, man, you can do everything. I don't want to be an architect, because the responsibility to build such a complicated building, or with everything, and that's not. But everything else, I don't know why I choose the architect for but no, and I was questioning this, I was questioning this question in my life a long period of time. And I did a lot, agriculture, biodynamic agriculture. I did an apprenticeship as a technician for as a mechanic for agricultural equipment, tractors and combines and stuff. And I worked in all these. I worked in every part of Germany, in the east, in the west, in the south, everywhere in the north, in other countries. I have a degree as an engineer and for machinery construction. I was all the time keeping on searching what's my role, what's my task in this incarnation. So, and I got in contact with anthroposophy in school, but that it was more like, okay, yeah, it's so old and or what and stuff. And after school, I met people. They were very cool people with anthroposophy, and I started to read it by myself, and I was very into it from the very beginning. So interesting. And yeah. But at 30 years, round about 30, I needed a rest with anthroposophy. I was my entire life, if you will, I was into it, and I needed to experience the world as the world is. So I entered in all these technical issues and really work for big companies, a lot of money, the full package. And around 2015, I got in contact again. It was always like underneath, if you will, but not like part of my daily life. And from it was like 2008 to 2015, I needed a break. So, and then I restarted with the agriculture course. I knew the course from my apprenticeship 2001. I started, and from then I knew about the agriculture course. But I restarted in 2015 because it was like the apprenticeship. I did some technical classes there about the machinery, and we did preparations with gardeners. We have gardeners in our region. They don't have a farm. They have a small garden at their house or somewhere. And they needed preparations, and I said, okay, let's do the preparation work, but we do it 2 times a year, and we will have a lecture and really try to understand what is this all about. So and there I started to give my first lectures, and for me it's like if I give a lecture, I really need to understand what is this all about. It's not read something in a book and then have a lecture about it. It's really understanding and then giving a lecture. So there I started to dig deep in the agriculture course, and then that was like these key moments in like karmic moments, if you will. There were a lecture every year. For New Year, they are giving old teachers from the Waldorf School, they are giving a lecture from the threefolding, no? Looking from the threefolding, what happened the last year and what will possibly happen the year, the new year, in the new year. So, and I never went there. But in 2017 or 16 or something, my mother told me, "Ah, it's so great. You may come and hear the lectures." And I did it, And there they were talking about this 100 years issue.
Okay.
So, and it was a key moment. I remember returning home in the car, and knowing from that moment, I know what to do. Now I know what is my task in this life. And it's help to reimpulse the agricultural course. That's my task. I'm here for that. Everything I can
Wow.
do, everything in the world, but that's my task. You ask for it, you get the answer. So and then the next day started the question, okay, I know what, but I don't know how.
But can I just ask why?
Yeah.
Why did this dawned on you? What was it in that lecture that made you feel that this is important? This is connecting with me. This is vibrating with my soul's higher purpose. Do you
Oh,
remember?
you need to know. Okay, you need to know the entire context, if you will. So this teacher was my teacher for history and for many other things like that. And I loved history. I really, as a child, I was reading books about the Second World War and stuff, crazy. And it was very difficult because he was a good teacher, maybe for grown-ups or something, but for us we were doing everything there, we made his life impossible as children. That's really bad. So, and he is very old, no? Joachim von Königslöw is his name. He's very old, and he moves like that, his back is like rounded, and I saw him there, and I knew he would do the lecture there, and he was going to the front row and there to the small space where they were staying inside. And I was thinking, like, how will this man give a lecture about 45 minutes now? It was like, ooh. So he arrived there and he stretches himself a little bit, and then with something like a light around him, and he hold this lecture. And I was like, bam, everything what I was feeling. How I was experiencing the weakness of the impulse, if you will, when I met people at schools or at the farms or wherever, Christian community and stuff, at the Goetheanum himself, yeah. And this is for me the most important thing on anthroposophy, that we can understand why the things are happening, that we really can understand the background. And this is so important for me because, yeah, I need to understand to be able to go through it,
But even more concretely, what was there that made you, I mean, why is the agricultural course, if I ask just very, very blunt question, but just putting it naively out there, why is the agricultural course so important?
Yeah, that's an impressive question, in fact. Yeah, because I was like feeling that before, that there's something inside this agriculture course, like a foundation. And after that, I started studying it very, very hardly, if you will. Very, very strong in a certain way. Yeah. But at that moment, I felt like, okay, you are able to really do that. It's not Oh no, it's impossible. These tasks, how can we? No, it was like, okay, I know what's my task in this life. I know it. And now I have to find a way. No, I have to find the things that I need to do this work. Yeah. And that was clear in that moment. Yeah. But you can imagine it's like a huge task if you really feel that. That you are hopefully with others, but you are in charge to do it. And without, yeah, how great. No, it's like it's a strong responsibility that you feel. And
Like
it's a lot of weight. Huh?
you felt.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, and then I started with the question why and how, you know? The why I had answered, and the question was now how to do. How to re-impulse something that Rudolf Steiner put in the world, because he was initiated, he was clairvoyant and all that. He was a very a high human being, if you will, yeah. And who am I to re-impulse that? I can't do it the way he did. And on this in the same moment, I was thinking like, okay, there will not be someone initiated that takes the flag and everyone is coming with him or her. You know, that's not the way we need it today, I think. So the my thought was, okay, everything is in there, in this work, in the anthroposophy as a whole, you know? And I have to find the connections to understand how the agriculture course is really working. And yeah, there are so many secrets inside. Or at that moment for me, there were so many secrets, like what's the individuality really? What is the I potential, for example, or how this and that, you know, there are so many secrets if you just read the agriculture course.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some of the people who are listening to this don't even know, what is the content. So you're free to elaborate on these questions.
And it was like that there were two ways to look at it for me from that point on. One was to understand it from inside, really work on the agriculture course, but not to just know it and how nice to know was. The entire time I'm a very practical guy, you know. I need a shuffle to apply the things, and that was always my inner picture, to bring it down to the shuffle, you know, to really be able to work with that, and that the farmers can work with this.
To take the principles from the course and apply them in practical daily life.
And to really open it, so because as you said, there are the principles given, but if you really understand what is the meaning of these principles and how they interact with each other, you can have a solution for everything on your farm in real life, you know, in reality. And not thinking, maybe it is the right way. You know, you can know that that is correct, that you see the result. So, and I started to read this agriculture course again and again. This is the first step of the pattern, to read it again and again. And important is for me that I try to read it each time as it would be the first time I'm reading that, with this open heart and open mind, you know? To really be open. And I'm practicing that with my children.
You're reading the agricultural course with your children?
No.
My poor
But
children.
or maybe they with 10 years they are prepared, you know. No. No, it's more the inner gesture. I can train it with them. Because, you know, if you read a little book for them, you can read it mechanically. I can read and think in total different things. I can read without being there. It's possible for me. I can read it. I can think about football if I would.
Yes,
No?
I know.
Yeah, it's horrible, but I'm able to do it. Yeah, so but they are very into the history if you are very into it. And they feel if you are not reading in the right way. And they are saying, Papa, yeah. So you are always called to do it better. So and then you read a story, and you know, there are some images in the story that they can't know. For example, there's a very well-known German story from Michael Ende, Jim Knopf, you know. And they're arriving in Mandala. It's like China, you know. They are arriving there, and they are visiting the emperor of Mandala. And then the emperor is sitting under a silk baldachin, you know, something blue made of silk, and very beautiful, you know. But my son is 8, so he don't know how that looks like. He has no idea how that may look like. But if in my inner picture of this situation, I see it very clearly, and I'm really into this image, they can enter and have like a perception. Yeah, even they know what I'm thinking, you know. Sometimes you're thinking and you're not saying a word, and the other is giving you the sentence, and you're like, okay, man.
It's such
How many times I'm thinking something not for children, you know?
a
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the inner gesture towards the agriculture course, to really be open and
And present,
present. And the children, sometimes they are telling you, you know, I saw a giraffe with 8 legs, or they are painting it, you know, giraffe with 8 legs. And the normal reaction is, no, they have 4 legs, man, you know. But there's a something Rudolf Steiner said in the way to school yourself, your inner work, that for a moment you should have the inner open mind to think for a moment that this can be possible. You know, to not, no, it's not, yes, no, to be open in your inner, the possibility to open that, to be flexible there, to, and this helps me a lot with the children on one hand, and to work on the agriculture course, because there sometimes he says something that you can't imagine that this is reality.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, for example, when he's talking about nutrition, that he's saying, you know, what you are eating, it's not forming your body. It's just helping your senses to be prepared to receive what is needed to have nutrition. It's a bit complicated, this point, you know? But if you enter there and you think for a moment, okay, that's possible. It's possible that it's the way he's saying that. Okay,
But
let's
is that
work on.
something about the proteins? Like that you actually you just kind of code the proteins from the plants or from the food and then you make it in your own body, something like that.
In fact, it's very simple what he's saying, but we are trained to think it in a different way. And in the first moment when you hear it, it's about, man, no, it can't be, you know. The science says it's different. I heard it all my life, so it must be different. But if you try to let this idea in your mind have the space that this idea needs, and then you live with this idea for a while, and you're working on that, you can learn to think things that were impossible to think about before. So, and here we are. There are questions. They are like secrets. Like that question, for example, you read it and you can't understand it. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't, from the agriculture course, you can't understand it. It's impossible. So, and then I take these questions in my inner work. I take it like a serious thing, and it depends on the question. Sometimes it's like I ask on Tuesday and I receive the answer on Thursday. Sometimes it's happening like that. It's impressive. And for other questions, maybe I need 7 years to prepare myself, you know. And that there's a Russian story, Vanya, called Vanya. You know the story? It's about initiation too. He's a guy and he's laying on the oven for 7 years and he's eating, how is this called in English? The sunflower seeds, you know? Yeah, and every year he has to try to elevate the roof. And after the 7 years, he is able to lift it up. So then he is these prepared, you know? And I feel a lot of I feel like Vanya often. It's like you have to be calm, keep on working, trying if you can lift it up. No, keep on working. So, yeah. And I ask other people, we talk about from different angles. This is important for me. And I address my questions to the main work of Steiner. So we have more than 30 books, 6,200 lectures. You know, there's a lot of stuff, and you can ask the questions. And yeah. Sometimes after 7 years, you take the right book out of the stand and you find exactly the sentence needed to resolve the question, the exact phrase.
So let's come a bit back to the actuality, like the re-impulse of the agricultural course. What is it as you in your process now, right now, what is it mainly about for our time, for our people? Like if there are people who listen to this, you know, who are farmers who are dealing with questions about farming, about their own farm or garden, and why is it relevant to even use the agricultural course? And in what way would the re-impulse be important?
For me, a very important motive, or yeah, after all that time working on that topic, it's the entire agriculture course opened up. Now for me, it's like a landscape. I'm looking from a certain point, and it's like you look at a beautiful landscape. It's before it was often like, yeah, maybe it's like that. Others say, oh no, it's that way, and maybe and I had never the feeling of I can trust in that, I can put my trust in that. It was so, there were so many ideas and so many points how to possibly think about it. So I was like, okay, maybe it's not, And I was very lucky and yeah, in my life to, in the right moment, have the right yeah, the right, how to say it? The right moments of evidence where they were shown evidence to me that this is working. I give you a short example. When I did my apprenticeship, it was at the beginning of the 2000s and then the 90s. They did researches about the ashes, and at the Dottenfelder Hof, they came to the result that the ashes are not working.
The ashes, can you
The
just
ashes.
shortly say what it is?
In the sixth lecture, Rudolf Steiner shows or explains a way to do something against
Mice, right?
mice or rats or stuff or smaller animals like insects and plants they don't you don't want to have some problems with plants you have. So and yeah, they tried it many years and said this is not working. So, and I remember that for me it was very difficult because on one hand they are believing in these Hogwarts stuff of preparations. I know, yeah, this is working very fine. And on the other hand, the other Hogwarts style of ashes was like, no, that's not working. Maybe there he did a mistake or an error. For me, it was impossible to trust, to really trust that this is working. So, and then we at the end of the apprenticeship, we went to a farm and read the agriculture course with some people that were working a lot on topics of the agriculture course. And meanwhile, we had a break and we went out to collect these beetles from potatoes, Okay, so and we arrived there, and the beetles of these potatoes were so in so bad conditions, like in slow motion, very poor. And I asked the guy, what is happening to your beetles here? What is with your potato beetles? I never had seen potato beetles behave like that. He said, yeah, that's the 3rd years of the ashes. And this is a 4 years process, was the 3rd year. And I saw them in very bad conditions. And after that, we read the sixth lecture, and there he's saying that yeah, there's a kind of weakness that they will have after these treatments. And from that point on, I knew this is working entirely. I am the one that is not understanding it. It's not the cause itself, it's my problem to not. So,
The
and
perception problem or
And a problem of belief. So, and now it's like on the practical, from the practical side. From the application side of the agriculture course, everything is understandable. How to apply?
Mm.
There are a lot of more questions that we need to work on. Of course, you know, of deep, deep questions inside. All right, it will forever, there will be questions. It's such a huge lecture. Forever we will have questions. But for the questions in farming of today, we have a lot of answers that we need to try out now, you know, because it was never tried before, maybe.
What do you mean? Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. For example, if we look at fertilization,
Yes.
he is giving like a it's a process of fertilization that he is explaining there. The application of the preparations, we did it in a way for 100 years now, in the same pattern. But there are many more possibilities to apply. And very exactly, today we are struggling with all very wet weather conditions or very dry weather conditions. These normal years of farming are not existing anymore.
Right.
Maybe there will be one or more years sometimes in the future, but actually we are it's struggling. We are struggling with these weather conditions. And what if we have solutions in the preparations to help our farms in these situations. You know, these are all questions that I tried things in my garden and I have results that are telling me try it out on a larger scale. And now we will start in April to put some farms together and make some of these experiences or experiments or whatever to see if these ideas are working. If this is like a adaption for today.
Yeah. So what exactly do you do or will you do?
Yeah, my questions are about the amount of preparations that we use. The same for 500 and the same for 501 for the manure and for the silica preparations. If we put enough substance while steering. That's a huge question for me, and I will try because
You will use more of the
I think we
preparations.
need more to
Yeah.
use more. And the other question is to apply really these kind of fertilization is putting compost made of plants on the grassland. And then use the manure really for the field work. And, you know, for example, Rosh Hashanah is very exactly in what he's saying. He's every word counts, if you will. It's
Yes.
very on point.
Yes.
So, and we are talking about compost, everything is compost for us. You know, if we do compost out of plants, of manure, whatever, everything is compost. But when he's talking about compost in the agriculture course, it's always about plants compost. He's
Oh,
never
okay.
talking about doing compost from manure. And then they're asking him after the fourth lecture, should we, because there he told them about the preparations, 500, 501. And now the farmers are thinking, oh, great, we have the new super manure fertilizer, But what shall we do with the manure that we have now? All the quantity, what should we do with that? And they ask him, should we put it on the field and compost it, make compost of it? And he said, no, don't do that. Apply it in the way you're applying it actually. So, and what the last 100 years we were famous for composting manure at biodynamic farms, you know. And that's not what he wanted us to do.
But what did you want us to do? I didn't understand.
Yeah, he wanted to do to perform a plant's compost,
Yes.
a compost out of plants,
Yes. And the
apply that
manure?
on grassland,
Yes.
and use the manure at the same manner as before.
Which
And
was?
yeah, they made a pile about 150 or 200 centimeters high, and every day they put a little bit on it and they compacted it. So, and this is like is a treatment for the manure, you know? Because if not, you are losing all the nitrogen and stuff vaporizing or by water draining or whatever. And you know, these questions are in the early versions of the agriculture course. And again, in the actual version. But in the meantime, these questions were not part. They were like erased.
Okay.
So it's not that the farmers forgot about it. They didn't, they were unable to know, in fact, that he didn't want it, that we do a manure compost.
And why was it omitted? Why was it taken out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I no idea. Someone decided that this question is not important, though. I don't. Yeah. But that's the way I'm trying to work on that, to really understand what is the meaning of that and why we should apply it that way. So it's not for me like a new dogma. Oh no, you need to do it. I will once in my life, I will try to apply that on a farm and see what is the effect of that. You know? And the same with the quantity of preparation. Yeah, and then we are applying, for example, the manure preparation in the evening. And we're applying the silica preparation in the morning.
Normally,
And normally, yeah. And that's correct. No question about it. But why? And if we can answer the question why, we can see that there's an application of each preparation on the other side of the day, too. So you can apply 500 in the morning, manure preparation, and you can apply silica preparation in the evening. And this is another effect that you will have. And that's for me important, you know? So we have like a toolbox with this agriculture course. You are a farmer and you have certain conditions on your farm, and the agriculture course is a toolbox. You have a lot of possibilities. You can use other things too. It doesn't matter. But if you really understand what you can do with your tools, you apply them correctly, and you can become cre with to work with a creative approach. You know? Because you understand the rudiment, you understand
The foundation work.
yeah.
So
Yeah.
what you're saying is that these tools or these gifts from the course, really, they can be, as we now see climate change changing even more of our landscapes and our climates and our farms. They can be very, very important tools in the coming years.
Absolutely. And you know, he is saying that in the agriculture course. He talks about forest and how forest is important to have fertility on the field. What is the role of the forest for fertility? And there he's saying the earth will change in climate and other conditions. It will be changing. And you need to have the heart to do this and that with the forest. Yeah. So the initial question for having the agriculture course, one of these initial questions is that the quality is going down. And he's explaining what to do against this loss of quality
Quality within
with the
the
crop.
food crops, yeah.
Everything
Right.
how it tastes, how the nutrition force of that, how you can storage it, everything included that. So, and you know, we don't have these being carried anymore, but we have like experience from 100 years of applying it. So we know some forms of applying it are working, others no. Today we can see different possibilities to apply that. Yeah, and this will help, you know, but we without the problem is we have so much dogma in our heads, you know. I learned it that way, so it must be like that.
Yes.
And no, you need the openness of a child, really,
Yeah.
to oh, that's my thought of today. Maybe 2 days later, you have to rethink it completely.
Yeah. It's so true. We're really, I mean, I'm catching myself all the time being really run by programs, you know? I mean, it's a cliché thing to say, but really it's and it's very funny when you actually catch yourself and you're like, that's a program. I'm just running a program. Yeah, so it's really a re de training or something of running these programs in order to see reality as it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you see, with the program you are running, you can't go further.
No.
Yeah. My first farm, I was as an apprentice. The farmer today, he is retired, you know. He's working all the time, but he's retired. So, but he told me, you know, I did it for 30 years here, but I'm very happy that I don't have to run the farm today. Everything changed. Everything changed. So to run a farm today is very different. So, and I think you have this program. Yeah, everyone has its own program. And a key could be that we start to try to be open, you know? So that someone tells you something and you are like, oh no, this is impossible. You know, if when I was younger and I had a conflict with my wife, like argument, no, you know. Sometimes it's happening. So, and you are working on everyone's no. So, and in your heart, you know she's right. You know, to have the courage to say, "Yes, you are right. You are right." And before, I was able to go the day after and say, "You know, I was an asshole yesterday, but you were right." And now. Not every time, but sometimes I can say it in this situation, in the very situation. So you're practicing that, and you're coming closer to the point, to be conscious at that moment. So this is something I think this can help today.
So to tie it a bit together now, because I'm also seeing that I think we've talked for more than an hour, and although we can just continue, like coming back to the question of where we are going within biodynamics in the next. Where, like, is there a future for biodynamics, and what is the future if we are at the zero point now? Let's call it that. Yeah, what do you see?
Yeah, this is again, this is a question of evidence for me. But because you can say, look, the Roman Empire was important at that time, and after that another empire was more important, and so they went away, and so okay. You can say that, and you can say, oh, okay, Anthroposophy was nice for 100 years, and no, let it go down, but for me, this is something impossible, because the ideas that they are inside of these are so important for the future, not only for our time today, but for even a longer period in the future. And agriculture and nutrition is the key, really, for health. And I mean health in for the humanity as an entire being, not for one person, for the humanity as entire. We there are many examples, if you would. And the biodynamic is like, it's a system this is fully functional. You can really apply it, and if you apply it in the right way, we have a chance. This means not hear what the scientists are saying, not see what the technology of today is able to do, and so be open, be part of the present time, but really understand what was the idea and what are the principles. And for that, I feel, or I see, with when I look at the farms I'm working with, the farmers don't have the time, or they don't take the time to read the agriculture course. They do not. And we have like a traditional style of applying it. And there are many dogmas. And there are sometimes things that we are not doing right anymore. Horsetail tea, the application of horsetail tea, this is something we are doing wrong. Because today we say, okay, yeah, we have something to do, and wet weather conditions, let's apply horsetail tea. So great. But in the course, he's saying, prepare a concentrate tea from horsetail, then put a lot of water on it and let it process. So, and after 5 days, you have the substance that you can apply. So we apply horsetail tea, and it's not working the way it could be, because we are not doing it in the right way, So for me, is to look very exactly what was the meaning, and are we doing it correctly today? So, and yeah, it's another story, but I was able to develop like a program for consulting. I call it the five stages. And there we can see how the agriculture course, through five stages of looking at it, can be applied on a modern farm today. And what is the meaning of each thing, you know? So for me, it's important as a technician, I need an overview about the system. I need to understand how the system works if I will fix something inside the system, you know? I need to understand how the principles were working. And the five stages can help doing this work on your own farm, you know?
Do you want to quickly lay them out, or
Yeah,
I
I
think
guess it's
we're
very
running out of
late.
we're
We
running a bit
can
late.
talk in another situation.
It's a
If,
cliffhanger.
huh?
It's a cliffhanger then if we
Yeah, it's a
leave it there.
cliffhanger. Yeah, let's do a cliffhanger. Yeah.
But yeah, good to know there are five stages that you can practically apply.
Yeah. Yeah, and really understand why, you know, why should we do all that work? What's the reason? Yeah. And
Think we
how?
need and how, yes. Wow. We need to do another podcast or invite you for a seminar. It's a pleasure to have you here, Marcel. And yeah, I think we will wrap it up there. Do you have some last thing that you want to blend into the soup?
No, I think we did well. And yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Super nice. And yeah, just wishing you a good new moon and happy new year as
Yeah.
we concluded the
Exactly. Yeah.
new agriculture year.
Yeah. Yeah, we will start tomorrow with an interesting experiment. So yeah, it starts on the very point.
Nice. With the preparations.
No,
No.
I can tell you after that. It's we are so
Okay.
it's at the very beginning we need to figure out and then I tell you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.